Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Shall we pray quickly? Father, we give you thanks for all that you have done so far in and through us. We are grateful, Holy Spirit. Our lives shall never remain the same because of how you are working in us. Cause us to become more and more sensitive to your workings in our souls. May this be the beginning of greater things in the realm of the Spirit for each one of us. Cause us to change, to grow, to transform, to become useful vessels in your hands. Lord, we commit into your hands this other session. We pray that you glorify your name through our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, we're going to do a little session. Amen. So now, in the all nights, we do pray, like we've just prayed. But we also learn. It's an opportunity to learn and know more things. I believe that there are only two types of people in any church. Even though we have different characters and stuff, but in a church, you can basically divide the church members into two groups only. One group is those who actually get things done in that church. It's usually the smallest group. And another group comprises of those who enjoy the things that are being done by the other group. That group is usually the big group. It's not only in the church, it's anywhere. If you go to, anywhere you go, you usually find that the people that are working are fewer in anything. So I don't know which group you belong to. Do you belong to the first group or to the second group? You don't know. But there's a third group. There are only two groups. Those who do and those who enjoy. Which group do you belong to? Okay. Which group do you want to belong to? Those who enjoy. Those who do. It's a good group. Then there's another group. It's like groups. The other group is called two types of church members. The first type I've just shared with you. You see? Those who get things done. When you come to church, you find the chairs arranged, you just sit. And you're probably thinking, those chairs fell from heaven. Angels brought them down and they just... When you find the yard clean, you just enjoy it. You just had tea. You never ask yourself, where did that tea come from? You just enjoy it. They say we should have a tea break. We're having a tea break. We enjoy it. But that tea was prepared by somebody and was probably bought by somebody. So there's usually this group that is not really aware of anything. that is happening. They just enjoy everything that is there. And they are so happy. They are so happy. They just enjoy. And there's another group made of those who make sure that those things are done. And I'm telling you the truth before God, you belong to one of those two groups. Everybody, nobody here is like, nah, Pastor, you haven't mentioned my group yet. I'm still waiting for you to mention my group. No. It's either you are in group A or you are in group B. Isn't it? Yeah. And like I'm saying, anywhere you go, group A, that get things done, is usually the smallest. Because very few people avail themselves. Very few people are willing to pay the price. Most people just want to enjoy. It's true. They enjoy the preaching, they enjoy the songs, they enjoy the tea, they enjoy the prayer points. I mean, like, those prayer points, I think the Holy Ghost typed them himself. He just typed the prayer points and then he sent them via email. And people just received the, you know. So they never ask, how are things being done? They never ask, are there things being paid? Can I help? I mean, is there anything I can do? They are so happy to have nothing to do and to just enjoy the whole thing. Hey! Rarely do you find people that they just see you kill yourself like that and they come and say, you know what? I see what you are doing. How can, is there anything I can? I want to see how I can also help you. Are there things that I can assist you? When you belong to group A, you are usually aware that, hey, everything, like when you go to a place and you see nice things happening, you are enjoying it, but at the same time, you are like, wow, whoever has been working here has been doing, like you will be thinking about whoever has been, whoever has, whoever did, like that thing will be coming to you that, hey, man, I wonder how long it took them to do this. Hey, man, I wonder how long it took them to prepare for this. Like you'll be having such things in your mind. When you are a group A type. But when you are a group B type, you say, wow, come on, come on, come on. You are not concerned about anything. You don't worry yourself. That even if you come and find a big thing, you will never ask, hey, I wonder who put this together. I wonder how long it took them. When I was working at the palace, there are also two types of guests. The first group, every time they will come, they say, wow, this place looks magnificent. Who built this? How long did it take for them to build it? Who was working here? That's the group type A. He has come to spend his money, but at the same time, he's interested in who did it. Like, this is so great. And I wonder how long it took for them to do this. If you enter the palace, you go to the reception or the concierge, you find some tapestry. It's not painting, it's tapestry. It is wool, it was done with hand. It's like 5 meters. If not more, I think it's more than 5 meters. It's an amazement. That's people sat down and the wool, all those animals. So whenever type A guests arrive, they will look. Excuse me, is that a painting or is it tapestry? Then they say, ma'am, it's tapestry. You can even come and touch it. Oh, can I touch it? They come and say, wow. How long did it take to do this? Because they know the value. I be? Where is the restaurant? What time is the restaurant open? Okay, thank you. Bye. I just there for what they can get. They can't even enjoy the beauty of the thing. And they don't even know who did it. So, now that I took it out of church, I just want to ask you again. What type are you? Because you've gone to malls before. You've gone to shops before. Have you ever wondered about the things I'm talking about? Or you just went there for your t-shirt? You bought your t-shirt. Did you check the service, how things are done? And were you impressed? If you are not impressed in the shop, I assure you, you'll never be impressed in the church. We can do anything here to never impress you. You never worry yourself much. Strength. I see the eyes. I say, no. I've tried. Who believes that they belong to group A among us? Like I'm group A. Like whenever I go somewhere, I'm interested in what is happening. What? How can I help? Where can I get involved? Belinda, wow, thank God. Okay, those that didn't raise their hand, I think you all believe that you're in group B, right? So yeah, isn't it? Or you've created another group in your head, group C, just for control. So that was just a little, that's not what I want to talk about, but I just wanted to make you aware that there are two groups and you belong to one. Those that enjoy things that are being done, and those that also enjoy those things, but they always have other questions. Can I get involved? Is that something I can do? How can I help? And it's just so refreshing when you are with such people. A lot gets done when you have more of such people than the enjoyers. You achieve more anyway when more people are willing to get involved and contribute than just consume. A lot gets done. And that's what you usually see. I'm sorry to always use these examples, but it's the truth. You will find two Europeans running a company so successfully, and then you'll find 50 Africans unable to run the company, the same company. The two Europeans are both contributing 100% into the thing. The Africans, everybody wants to consume from the thing. Nobody wants to contribute much. So the thing loses its power. Is no more as effective as it could have been. Because I'm just in need to get what I can get. I don't want to contribute. I will keep hammering these things to you guys. I will never stop. Even if you are angry, you even drank my tea. So you better smile for me. You know why I hammer these things to us? Because I know there's a lot in each one of us. A lot. But Satan has convinced you can do nothing. You are nothing. Just enjoy. And that's a deception. I say it's a big deception. Don't accept it. Don't accept that deception. Don't accept it. Say, Pastor, I want to contribute. Pastor, where can I help? How can I get involved? How can I get involved? What can I do? This thing has been such a blessing to me. How can I be a blessing in return? This is why other people's things go like this. And other people, their things remain like snails. Because all the people that are coming, they are consumers. They just want to get. Give us.
What can we get? Help us. Help us. Bless us. Increase us. We came with our bags. Fill them up. They are not reaching out. They are not trying to. I've noticed this. When you are with some other people, hey, this, you know, I thought about this. You know, after the meeting we had yesterday, when I went home, I thought about this. I thought we could do it like this. Man, ideas are coming from all over the place. I was just thinking we could do it like this. Receive an idea for this church. Receive an idea. Receive a thought that at home, in your house, God is going to give you a thought. God is going to give you a revelation. And you're going to say, Pastor, you know what? I was thinking. Hey, how I like hearing such things. Pastor, I was thinking. Pastor, I just thought about this. Pastor, how about? Sometimes I'm with people for 6 months. I'm the one talking. They've never come with any idea. They come with empty bags. Muruti, hurry, Papa. Release. Give more. Have you ever asked yourself, where can I contribute? Have you ever asked yourself, what can I also do to make this thing nicer? Imagine if all of us were contributing. I shouldn't preach this. I will preach. I'm going to teach you. Your anger will never stop me. Your anger is just starting. I will preach these things fully. Because I want the best out of you. Yeah. You see, when you start being a group B in the church, you'll go a group B at work. And you'll be a group B in your marriage. Oh yeah, you'll be a group B everywhere. Because you cannot just switch. That every time you are just group B. That as soon as now you get married, you are group A. You will be group B. Everywhere you are, you will just be group B. I'm a consumer. Even to make me tea, there are certain people who make me tea. Some people here have never made even tea, just tea. Even just to come and ask, Pastor, do you need anything? They've never. It doesn't even cross their mind. Pastor, is there something we can? I said, sure. Pastor, are you okay with how things are going? Is there something you think we should maybe do? Don't you think that would make things a bit nice? To know that we are all thinking, we are all trying to see what we can do. Pastor, the service of this coming Sunday, what is your vision? I want to help. I want to help. I say, me? I must go and tell Pastor, what is your vision? That man will kill me. Now I should go and ask Pastor Pascal, what is your vision for this Sunday? It's the last time I will rest in this life. He will finish me from there until he has sucked out every ounce of energy out of me. So I'd rather remain quiet here and control myself. We are changing in Jesus' name. Amen. You see why I'm teaching you like this? I want you to change your mind. I want you to change your mind about yourself. Stop being a consumer. That's why every time you go at the mall, you're just going there to see what you can buy. You are not inspired by how things have been built so that you can build something tomorrow. You are unable to look, to even appreciate art. Even if you are not buying anything, but just appreciate how things have been built. So, wow, whoever built this, man, they did a good job. Do you know that just that mind is already showing you are a different type of a person? You guys are looking at me funny. You know? It's like, Pastor, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are we supposed to do? What do you want from us? Small all night we came. You are now finishing us. Small all night we came to pray. Why are you talking so much to us like this? Every
Everywhere I go, I'm always interested in the architecture, the designs. And I'm always interested in who did it, especially if it's striking. Who did this? Because a group, a person understands that things don't create themselves. No. That's why the group, a guest, will always say, who built this? Even though they are spending money there. Who built this? How long did it take to build it? This thing forced us to have that whole information. 5,000 people built that whole thing. 2 years, working 24 hours, nonstop. We had to gather the information because people will ask you, who built this palace? Who built the staircase going to the Valley of the Waves? Who built the amphitheater? Who came up with this mind? You need to go to the palace, take the lift to the King's Tower, be on top there, and look at the whole thing. You yourself realize that, man, this is not a small thing. Who came up with such an idea? Like, if you are a type A, you're not just say, wow, this looks nice. Man, take a picture of me. Yes, you will do that one, but you'll also think, who did this? Who built this? How long did it take to do this? See, this type group B people, that's why they trivialize salvation. They cannot appreciate what Jesus did. They just enjoy what Jesus did. But they are unable to appreciate the sacrifice, the effort, anything. They just say, oh, Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. But they cannot write books about this beautiful salvation. They cannot preach about this beautiful salvation. Like, they cannot give you details about what Jesus did. Because for them, is salvation one finishing clock. Let's move on. Do they understand what it took? The cost? They don't know such things. So they cannot preach about things like John 3:16. They cannot, they don't, for them, it was okay, I got saved, so then what? So let's move on. Bishop Dag was saying one time he bought a gift and gave to somebody. He didn't tell him anything, just gave him the gift. But he said the way the guy received the gift, he could sense that this guy doesn't know the value of what he gave him. Then he said, even though I usually don't do it, I felt that I should tell this guy. Can I tell you something? That thing I just gave you, it cost this much. So he said, after I told the guy, what I just gave you cost it. The guy said, hey, really? So he said, it shows that when he received the gift, it didn't mean anything to him until he was not made aware of the cost. Sometimes people are in a church, not us, they are in a church for 5 years. They don't even know how much is being paid for the rent every month. The day the pastor is not stuck and they come and say, guys, do you know that this rent usually costs us $200,000 a month? They say, hey! Really? Haibo! But you've been enjoying it for 5 years. Never asking a question. Who pays the bills here? So I want that man to start entering you. If that man can enter you, you see, you will become a very, very, very efficient person. First of all, you will learn to appreciate labor, effort, sacrifices, creativity. You will learn to appreciate things differently. And you yourself will become so resourceful to anyone. Blessed is whoever will have you in their team. Blessed is he who will have you by their side. They will be so blessed. Oh, they will thank God every day that they have such an assistant. They have such a member. They have such a person. Resourceful person. Resourceful. They think about things before you realize you need them. They help you. They help you. They make what you do shine more because they are not just enjoying what you are doing. They are also trying to contribute so that it can go faster. all the developing countries that you see, that's the mindset. They all want to develop the place. Do you understand? They haven't placed the development of the place into the hands of the government only. Everybody wants the place to develop. So everybody contributes to the development. And that's when things start developing. When we place the entire development in the hands of only one entity or one sole organization, then I tell you, when that organization doesn't have the means or the capabilities, the whole thing collapses. So if you put the growth of ABC in the hands of just one or two people, the day one of those two people are attacked, the growth shook. Everything shook because it is dependent only on one or two people. But when we all want the church to grow, am I talking to the right people? When we all want the church to grow, when we all want the church to develop, when we all want the church to become a real strong thing, then we are all thinking, how can I contribute? What can I do? I think some of you might remember the statement of John Kennedy, President John Kennedy, in his famous speech, inaugural speech, when he said, do not ask, what can your country do for you? Ask, what can you do for your country? That statement changed the mentality of Americans. When he made that speech, he told them, stop asking, what can the country do for you? Start asking, what can you do for your country? He reversed the minds of the people and he placed the power back into their hands. And America started shooting like a rock bullet. You know why churches are not growing? Because the members are saying, what can pastor do for us? Thank you, my daughter. You are supporting me. The other members are just looking at me. They are just looking at me and saying, why are you saying such things at the all night? We came here to pray. We prayed. Didn't we pray? When we were praying, didn't I pray? Didn't you see me praying? I also saw you praying. We have prayed. Now let's talk. We are talking. I was blessed to see you. You didn't have to come. You finished late. Even Kopano. Are you from work? Not what can I get, what can pastor do for me? I mean, he got in here like around maybe like 2 or 3. He could have gone straight home. But I want to contribute. My presence can encourage pastor. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? It is alarm for prayer. Another alarm. I'm prophesying that those are prayer alarm prayers. Yeah, not other matters. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Oh, yes. That, you know, I feel if I'm doing an all night and somebody comes to the all night at 3 a.m., don't you think that is encouraging? To know that this person could have gone home, could have rested, but they rather felt, no, let me go to church. Don't you think that is encouraging to whatever you are doing? They're making you feel like, no, you are not wasting your time. I finished work, but I still came because what you are doing means something to me. He's tired. He could have just said, you know what? Even if he called me and said, pastor, I finished at 3 a.m. I couldn't make that. I said, no, I understand. There are people who finish at 11. They are not here. They are not here at all. In fact, 11 is very late. Some people finish at 6. If you ask them, no, I had work. They will not tell you, I had work, I finish at 6. They just say, I had work, full stop. You will now need to investigate deeply to realize they finish actually at 6. They got home and they thought, I'm going to sleep for 2 minutes and now I'll go. They woke up at 5 a.m. this morning like this. Oh, yes. How can I contribute? I can choose to stay at home. But when I come, I'm saying, you know what? What is happening here? It matters to me. I want to be a part of what is taking place. I'm going to be here. I will be here. It might cost me something, but I'm going to be here. I'm a part of the solution. I don't look for the first excuse to disappear.
that support. When we are all having that support. Imagine 50 of us have that support and we train other 50 to have the same support. Automatically, we are already having a big church. Without a lot of effort, too. Just that we have this mind. No, this thing is working. We want to support it.
But when you don't have this mind, your mind is, oh, I will be there if it works for me. The day is convenient. If it's not convenient, I'm very sorry, I can't.
So some of you, I only see you when it is convenient to you.
Do you pay a price to be here?
Because my presence means something. I say my presence means something. If there is a birthday party and you are not present, don't you think it's going to mean something? Don't you think it's going to mean something? Imagine you organize a birthday party and you invite me. And I come there. As soon as I arrive there, your party will automatically look differently. Because pastor has, wow, pastor is here. My God, it must be something important. But imagine I'm there. After 5 minutes, I take my keys and I went in my car and I leave. Your party hasn't even started. Do you think my absence is not going to affect you? Huh? I said, why don't you think your absence also affects me? Why don't you think that when you don't show up, it also affects me? But you know that if you do something and I don't come, it will affect you. Or if I come after a few minutes, I leave, it will affect you. Why don't you think that your absence or your sluggishness or this will also affect? That sometimes over and above the demon somebody is fighting, you also know how to fight your attitude. You also know how to fight these other things that you have also come to make things even more difficult for him. Rather than being a support, an encouragement that you know what, pastor, you are already fighting the devil. You are fighting the prince of Lidak. You are fighting many things here. I will make it a bit easier on my side. I will be a breath of fresh air to you. Hey! I will not be a harmattan. You know what is harmattan? When it is blowing, it removes the roofs of things. It just messes up everything. I will be a breeze of fresh air. I will be like AC. When you are hot, pastor, as soon as you see me, you will be fresh. Say, you are looking at me. Say, yeah, pastor, you. Hey, you want too much. Why can't you just enjoy the little you have? We are changing in Jesus' name. I said, we are changing in Jesus' name. Everybody here is going to become a contributor. Amen. I'm going to teach you that mind. Contribute for something. Amen. There must be something in this church that you are contributing to. Amen. Don't be 100% consumer. I mean 100% consumer. T.D. Jakes was saying this. He said, isn't it surprising? All the shops in the malls in the U.S. belong to white people. But all the consumers are black people. All those shops. We just know how to go to Waterfall Mall here. You'll find that people selling you things. The shop doesn't belong to them. It belongs to a white guy who placed them there to earn a small thing. The real owners, you don't even see. Because the mentality is, we are consuming. So when God is now giving us the opportunity to become producers, this is a church started by a black man, by the grace of God, a brother like you. You could look at it and say, man, look at what God is using him to do with the little he has. Let me see how I can push. Let me see how I can also come and contribute. Rather, you fold your hands. Oh, did I call him? He says God called him. Let God help him. We don't support. We don't give. We don't come there like you feel. No, no, no. This thing is our thing.
I said, this thing is our thing. This thing is our thing. This thing is our thing. We're going to be on it. We're going to have ideas about it. We're going to see how we can help so that the thing can move. We just come and take and take and take. Some of you, you will take your wives here. And you will not leave me with other sisters. You will just take a wife. You will take a husband. You will take a job. You will take something. But you will not leave also something to say, Pastor, I took a husband. I brought you five brothers to push. I didn't just take. Pastor, I took a wife, but I brought three sisters. No, we are just takers. Anglo. 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 Pastor must go work hard and disciple the person. Work on the person. You will not help him visit the person. No. You will not help him assist. You will not do any of those things. As the person is fixed, you come. Aglum. And you will not even help with say, Pastor, I took one, I gave three. Pastor, I'm very busy. I don't have time. I mean, I'm very, very busy. That's why the things that are led by black people don't go far. Because the person will be there pushing. This thing must work. But everybody will be dependent on the little work he is doing to take. To just take. Nobody will come and say, no, Pastor, you are pushing here. Let me also push here. So that together, this thing can become. Because it's going to help all of us. You guys are already enjoying the church. In the state it is. But you have to be begged to contribute. You have to be begged. Don't you think it could have been a good policy? Pastor, if I take one of your sons, I'm going to give you five sons. To encourage what you are doing. Pastor, if I take one of your daughters, that I came to church, I didn't know this person, I met this person here. So I found that you've worked on this person. Now I'm enjoying the person. Pastor, I'm also going to contribute something. Because if you didn't work, there was going to be nobody for me to find. I will tell you the truth. You like it, you don't like it. You don't like it, I will still tell you the truth. I will tell you the truth. Nice. I tell you the truth. I don't want you to be wicked. You are being wicked. I told you before, laziness is synonymous of wickedness. A lazy person is usually also a wicked person. Even though we don't want to admit it. It's a wicked person. Because now when you take a person, then you start another thing. The person starts focusing on you. You guys start doing your own thing there. I have to now go and replace myself again. So I'm not moving forward. I'm in the same place. Everybody just comes and take. Everybody just comes and enjoys. But who is helping me to build? Come and grab a job, gone. Come and grab this, gone. Come and grab that, gone. Who is helping me to build? This is the sad truth about the black church. It's the sad truth. I want you to think about it, Musa. You came. You are learning things every day. They are shaping you. You're going to become great tomorrow because of what you are learning. But will you look back and say, hey, this is where I learn everything. How can I also contribute? We don't do that much. It's true. We just take off. And Pastor has usually to start from scratch again. But he spent 5-6 years building you.
if we had that mind. When I just look at the people God has used me to build, and I just think, if these people had the mind I have, this church could have been a million organization already. Even multi-million organization. If the people that God has given me to help also had a man to help me over the years. Like, they don't just come and grab what they can grab and then they shoot. I want you to think about it deeply. Think about it deeply. And I pray that maybe if I can convince all of you, a few of you at least, you will choose to not be wicked. Yeah. Because every time you are enjoying this ministry, it's because somebody is sacrificing for you to enjoy this ministry, for you to enjoy the preaching, the organization. Everything you are seeing is somebody's sacrifice. Somebody is sacrificing. But if we don't talk to you, you will just come and grab and enjoy and then move on. And say, but what is it? What is it? I mean, what do you want from me? What is it? What must I do for you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you are not helping me so that I can continue helping others. I have to start from zero. Sometimes I get at my house around midnight this time. You know why? Because I have to sit and counsel all the people myself. I will counsel this person, but he will never avail himself to counsel another person. I will counsel him, they will enjoy the counsel and go and continue enjoying their lives. And I'm going to have to come and sit and counsel the next person, and then counsel the next person, and then counsel the other person, because everybody is just taking the counsel and then going to enjoy. Pastor must be the one to counsel everybody. Nobody will say, Pastor, you have counseled me. I'm also going to go and counsel the other person and strengthen them so that we become all strong. But as soon as you need counsel, Pastor must avail himself. He must sit down. You want to talk to Pastor. Pastor must listen to you. But after Pastor helps you, you are gone. You are gone. There's nobody you are helping to help him strengthen the church. Some of us, there's nobody you are inviting. You knew I was going to get to that. There's nobody. After I finish preparing the message, I finish preparing this, I must also go and invite people myself so I can have a congregation to preach to. If I don't do that, I'll preach to chairs. But you will come and sit and enjoy the word. And you will be so blessed. So I have to prepare the messages. I have to prepare the recordings. I have to prepare everything. I must also now go and invite everybody myself. You will not put any effort. You will not try your best at any level. It's just easy to come and sit and receive and enjoy. Every week, you are being changed. But have you asked yourself, this thing, how is it happening? Who is paying a price? You are not asking that question. And it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Yeah. You know, the other day, there's a sister in Sun City. She had a dream. A very disturbing dream. And she told my wife. My wife told me the dream. I said to her, you know what? Let's bind the dream. But let the dream also be like a warning. You know what was the dream? She said, the Lord showed her Pastor Pascal on stage. Pastor Pascal was preaching. And before Pastor Pascal could finish preaching, he dropped dead. Yes. He said he was just preaching. And before we knew it, he collapsed. And he died. And I said, you know, let's bind that dream. But also, let's ask ourselves, why is God showing us this? Why is God showing us this? I can tell you why. Because sometimes you don't feel a lot of help. You don't feel a lot of help. So you have to basically fight everywhere by yourself. And sometimes you can exhaust yourself, not even realize it. And you can just collapse if God doesn't help you.
Have you noticed that white pastors live longer than black pastors? Have you noticed that before? Have you noticed that black pastors die quicker than white pastors? Or you are not aware. Maybe you've never been up with white pastors. They grow old. They are old. And they are still moving around. Black pastors, 45, 46, 50, dead. Dead. Church is small. It is not because they are not anointed. Many times these black pastors are more anointed than white pastors. But they are surrounded with vampires. Oh yes. Vampire, they are sucking your blood and they are not giving you blood transfusion. But the guy will give everything until his last drop. And they'll come and bury him. And they will not stay in the church. They will move to another church. They move to another church. Think about it for a second. God forbid, if I was to drop dead now, will you remain in the church? Of course you will not. But you will not have thought that maybe he has dropped dead because he was counseling me, because he was praying for me, because he was preparing messages to preach to me. You will not even think like, you will not even think about my son, or you will not, you will just move on with your life. It's true. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. And it doesn't start because start with these things that I'm trying to teach you. That if your mind is not, Pastor, how can I contribute? What role can I play? How can I help? Do you at least pay your tithe? Do you at least tell people about it? You know, I was helping this young man today. He was trying to direct a person to come and meet him here at the church. And he was giving every other name you can think of except the name of this church. No. Near PMG. You know PMG? Do you know PMG? Do you know a school called Bahofa? He mentioned everything around here. He couldn't say, do you know the church called Allah Babe Church? Until I told him all his talk, I said, why can't you tell him Allah Babe Church? What is wrong with the name? How can you mention PMG? You mention the Chinese, you mention everything, but the name is there big. Even if you are blind, you will see the name. That's how we are. It's even like it just happened. You don't even realize that's what you are doing. So do you think you are mentioning this church, that this name, does it come out constantly? Hey, we are quiet. This church that is blessing you so much, if I go to check your conversations on WhatsApp, is this name appearing anywhere there to anybody? If I go to check your prayers, is this name appearing anywhere in any of your prayer points? Is the pastor's name appearing in any of your prayer points? Is his wife appearing in any of your prayer points? His children? You are just receiving. You receive salvation. You receive help. You are being helped. You are moving. You are just focusing on consuming. Consuming, consuming, consuming. Pastor, give more. Pastor, hey, I still need this other thing. Can you do it for me? Pastor, you know, I was thinking if you could do this one for me also. And Pastor is always helping. But have you thought about when am I also going to help? I'm preaching a bad message. Sometimes, even something you said you wanted to do, I will still come and say, do it like this. You will not even make any effort to say, that's that I'm doing this. I'm going to do it best, until it will add value. You will just do it shabby. Pastor must again come and say, you know what? Thank you for what you are doing, but can we do it a bit like this? It's unfortunate. But I can assure you, I have worked with other races before. It's very different. It's very different. Ideas come all the time. You will be overwhelmed. You will be overwhelmed. They will give you so many ideas, you will be overwhelmed. You will start saying, you know what, let's take it easy. Yeah. Always ready to help. Always ready. What can I contribute? How can I help? This and this and this and this and that. I've gone places with the two races. Like I came with this group and this group. We are all together in the same place. As soon as we arrive there, these ones are just ready, sitting, waiting for things to be done for them. The other race will say, you know what? Can we help with drinks? Can we help with drinks? What? How can we help? And people say, no, you don't need to do it. No, okay, no, but you just take it and keep it. The others, they are just there. We finished the first round. Can you bring another one? And they raise you dry and they say, thank you so much, next week we'll come again. I'm not saying we are all like that. Some have really improved, but it can become great if we all improve. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I am asking, do you understand what I'm saying to you? Stop being a consumer 100%. That's not how God created you. That's that poverty mentality that come and planted on us. That weakens anything you are involved in. Just shook. How long can somebody keep providing? If you are not contributing, at some stage, he will be depleted. Will be depleted. Here in Kalanyon, sometimes even if we're having a problem with electricity, I cannot call anybody in Kalanyon, or I have to get help from Patsima to solve something here. Many times. I can't find, like, it's not like I can call this person and then they will avail themselves. I thank God for Mama Charlotte. I really thank God for you. Yeah. Because yesterday I was stuck and you stepped in. And I felt helped. I was stuck in my house. I couldn't even come out. But you made arrangement, everything. The situation was handled. I didn't even have to lift a finger. And you see, if you have a lot of people like that, don't you think things are going to move forward? But you know, if she didn't come, everybody was waiting for me. Oh, yes. I needed to come and solve the problem myself. I do not know if any of us here is thinking to themselves, you know what? I don't like the fact that we all don't have cars. I'm going to fight and get my driver's license. And then I'm going to fight and trust God to help me have a car. Why? No, so that I can help in the church. The day you hear something like that, it means Jesus is about to come on earth. Because I want to buy a car to show off. And in fact, by the time I buy the car, I will leave Alababe Church. They will never see me again. Who has seen a need for transportation in this car? And they say, you know what? Lord, bless me. Bless me such that I will have money to have a car and I will contribute for this church. Maybe you don't know. There are months here. Transport alone to move people from the Tabile to here. There have been months we spent 9,000 rent. To people that will move from there, bring here, and they will not even listen to the word. They will keep moving up and down, going all over the place. They will never assist with it. They will never contribute 1 cent. They will never pay tithe. They will never do anything. Free time. Some of them have jobs. They will never contribute. They will never help. We shouldn't say it. Those of you that are here, that God has blessed with jobs, how many of you have contributed transport before? You just see people coming and sitting every day. You're like, wow, the church is full. Thank God. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. You see taxis outside. You never ask yourself, who is paying for the taxi? How come God has never spoken to you? It's just, how much is a taxi? 200. If you can just pay for one taxi once a month, Musa, is it a bad thing? That in a month, I contribute one taxi once. Like I pay 200 for one taxi in a month. I alleviate the burden on Pastor Pascal once a month. there's one taxi, I contribute. People will go and blow KFC. They'll go and blow this. They'll go and blow that. And come and sit and say, Muruti, watuba. Watuba. They've never helped. I'm saying, some of you are sitting, you've never helped at all. Never. It doesn't even come to your mind. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that you see, when you are a group A type, you ask questions. And I see taxis all the time out there carrying people. How do you do it? How can I help? Some of you are enjoying that taxi. And sometimes you have money, but you've never contributed 1 cent in that taxi. We carry you from there. We come and drop you. We give you the word. We give you worship. We give you even Holy Communion. Even Holy Communion that you are enjoying. You've never asked. How, like, you know, Pastor, I just wanted to know, can I buy a grape juice? How much is a grape juice? Eh? 30 rand. 30 rand. How much are the crackers? Huh? The small one. Look, how long have you been drinking communion in this church? Have you ever asked yourself, where is the grape juice coming from? Where are the crackers coming from? Can I contribute? Like when I go to spa, I buy my stuff, I just grab one cracker, nyana, and I come, I just drop it there in the kitchen. I don't even need to mention my name. I just drop it there so that when they need it, they can use it. You mean nobody here has ever had 60 rand to buy grape and crackers to help us? Sometimes our crackers, we have to cut them so small, like we are feeding ants. Because we don't have enough. We cut them small, like we are feeding ants. And you are complaining, why are they giving me small crackers like this? What type of thing is this? But when did you bring crackers and we refuse to use them? You see how we are. I mustn't teach these things. I must just leave us alone. We are here to enjoy. Murucha, I came for the all night. I don't know why you are bringing these talks. So you see that you could have helped at so many levels. But your mind is a consumer mind. You are not thinking as a producer. That's why you have been unable to help. Not that you cannot help. It's that your mind is tuned to just get. And I'm telling you, that's too bad. Imagine we are all like that. What can happen in this church? What can happen in this church? And I always avail myself. I'll keep loving you. I'll keep helping you. I'll keep having your best interests at heart. But I'm just hoping you will realize this is also a human being like you. He has chosen to do this. How can I also meet him halfway? So that it benefits all of us. All of us. Your little contribution can make a difference. I mentioned Sipu the other day when I went to, I had not been in Lisabili for a long time. I don't want you guys to get offended, but it hurt my heart. I have been away. The week I come to be with you people, all the chairs are empty. And I'm called to come and preach to them. And I inform you guys, I think a day at least or two, that I'm coming to you people. What effort was made to even honor that your pastor hasn't been around? He's not coming to preach to you. What effort did you little Bele people put in? Nothing. Most of you didn't even show up. And I came, only two rows had people. The whole place was empty. Empty. Everywhere is empty. This is my reward. Yes. But because God is merciful, you have no idea what I needed to refuse to attend to Chukande. And I make such a sacrifice and you do nothing. You do nothing. I thank God for Sibo. That's the thing that blessed me. It healed me. I was not happy, but it healed me. That when he finished his boxing with his guys, he convinced all of them, let's all go to church. So in less than 2 seconds, almost the whole place was full with Sipo's people. And I could preach to a sizable congregation. The messages I prepare, the hours I give to prepare. Sometimes I come and I'm preaching to half full church. Because people are just enjoying my preaching. But they don't want me to also preach and be encouraged. You're not making any effort. You're not making any effort. I mean, if you are honest with yourself, you are not making much effort. But you are enjoying the effort I'm making to make us have a nice church. Nice church. Everything. Don't you make them? Everything is nice. But are you also making some effort? Pastor, you've bought nice chairs. Let me make sure those chairs are filled. No, Pastor. I'm here for the word. It's true. But as I'm training you, you should reach a stage where you are also contributing. You don't think so? So I'm hoping that I'm knocking some sense to you. I'm not angry. Don't get me wrong. I'm not angry. I'm just truthful. Many pastors are not truthful. That's why things remain the way they are. Because every week, each one of you is going to give me an excuse. You know, brother, see, I could also be giving excuses. I'm a family man. I have children. I have so many things. I could be giving excuses why I can't. And nothing will work. If you like, let's all start giving excuses. Nothing is going to work. Copano just needed to say, it's late, I can't come. So, and that's it. But we're enjoying the honor. We're enjoying everything that is here. What is your contribution? And how strong is your contribution? How effective is your contribution? Such that it really lifts things. I'm trusting the Lord. Yeah, I don't want to single a few of you. I know some of you are trying. You're really trying. And I'm grateful. But I'm talking to all our hearts. I'm talking to all our hearts. Because if we can all grasp this, and we stop being consumers, absorbers, sponges. I end with this statement because it's almost 5 o'clock. We're going to pray and we're going to release you. I don't know where I was. I can't remember. I think I was with some of the guys here. And the pastor made a statement. He said, these are another two things you can be. I'm giving you things you can be too. I wanted to also tell you that you can be loyal or disloyal. But I think if I go then I will not finish. But the other two things you can be. You can either be a fountain. Or you can be what? A drain. A fountain gives water. A drain sucks everything. A drain has a drain ever given anything to anybody? Apart from bad smells. You are either a fountain or you are a drain. So I also want to ask you, which one are you? Are you a fountain? A fountain cannot suck anything. There's no capacity in a fountain to suck anything. A fountain can only do what? Give. It gives. And a drain can never give anything. It only has one job. Suck. Take. And that's why when you go to the drain, you only can you drink water from the drain? Anything from the drain is so evil. It's so bad. Like a drain can never be helpful except to just take things out. You can't drink from there. You can't even eat near it. And that's how your life and my life becomes. When we are not giving anything, we become drains. We become drained, so our attitude stinks. Our words are sharp and hateful. People can never come to us to get help. But the fountain, because it's forever giving, the water is fresh. You can come and drink any day. In the night, he gives. Morning, he gives. Anytime, he's just giving. Always give. When, I don't know, where were we? Who said, who was with me when we heard that statement? I was somewhere with some people. Can't remember where we were. You know, when I left that place, my daughter said, you're saying something? Oh. When I left that place, when that pastor, you know, I asked myself, am I a drain or am I a fountain? And I told myself, I want to be a fountain. I want to be a tap. A tap. Because you find all kinds of evil. Because you're just sucking everything. Can I tell you something, Musa? I've learned when you choose to become a fountain, God will make sure you always have water to give. But when you are a drain, people don't give you their water. They give you their dirty water. All the bad things is what they send to you. Because you are not a giver, you are a taker. So you just... anything bad, feces, drain from the kitchen, all the bad things, they direct them there. Because now you just take. So take, 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 take. No freshness. I want you to walk out of here in this all night with a changed heart. So you say, you know what? Pastor, as hard as these statements are, they are the truth. They are just the truth. If our communities were filled with producers, not consumers, we'll have very nice communities. But everybody is just taking, 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 taking. That's why we don't rise much. And we also now bring that mentality in the church. We have grounded the church. The church will not rise. So, as I end, consumers, you know what they do? They don't read their Bibles. They don't pray. So that they don't grow. So forever, you have to feed them. They don't develop themselves so that they are helpful. 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 Anything that they can do that can enhance them so that they can become helpful, they avoid it. Look at the wisdom God gave me to record the messages since 20 something. All the messages are there. And as we keep going ahead, you realize the wisdom of that. Because today, some of those messages, I can't even preach them. I think Bongani was telling me yesterday about some of the messages that have been blessing him. If he was to ask me to preach that now, I might not even be able to preach in the same way.
Imagine if we didn't save those messages. So that blessing that you have a pastor who didn't just preach, but he also made sure that the messages are saved so that you can always go back to them anytime you need them. Okay, the pastor must also not come and beg you to listen to those messages. Then he must beg you to refer those messages to some people, to encourage people to listen to those messages, because you will never do it. He must prepare the message, preach the message, record the message, save the message, make sure that the message is saved there. Then he must not come, convince you, listen to the message, then further convince you, encourage people around you to also listen to the message. You just consume. That's why black churches are small. That's why black churches are poor. That's why black churches are weak. Look at our community. They are irrelevant most of the time. Nobody is helping. Do you know why the Chinese are strong? They help each other. You might never find a Chinese in your shop if you are black. You might never. You buy from his brother. They buy from each other. The Ethiopian buy from each other. This one, they buy from each other. Have you ever seen a Pakistani in your tavern to buy beer? Very rare. But does it mean they don't drink? You never see them. I'm not saying that what they are doing is right, but I'm showing you there's a principle. The principle of supporting. Supporting. Encouraging. Pushing. Let this thing work. Let's stand behind this thing. Let's make it work. All of us. And then it starts gaining speed. Then instead of celebrating one marriage since January, this is our first wedding, we build capacity. Every week weddings, because we are all winning souls, we are all filling the church, many people are finding their beloveds, and the weddings are just taking place. We are all winning souls, many people with jobs are coming to the church, and they are helping us get other people's jobs. We are all helping. But because we are not all helping, it takes such a long time before one person can get a small job. Because that's a connection Pastor Pascal got, and that connection is what is not helping you. That you didn't help get other connections so that other people can get jobs. So everything gets stuck. A few. Since you came to this church, most of the things that are in your life, they came from this church. Most of them. Most of the things that are in your life, you got them from this church. So if this church has been such a blessing to you, don't you think that if you are also contributing to this church, it will get strength and more people. And that's how a church becomes big. Because we are all bringing in. Everybody is bringing in. Everybody is bringing in. And it becomes strong. So my son, you must never be ashamed to mention the name of this church. You cannot mention PMG. You mention Bahofa. You mention this. You don't mention the name of the church. You keep telling the person, no. You come like this, there'll be a kereking there. Kereke. You don't, can't you say Allah Babe Church? Can't you say Allah Babe Church? What is wrong with Allah Babe Church? How can I mention PMG? I can't say Allah Babe Church. It's a serious problem. They can't even support me by mentioning the name of the church. Like I have to, the pastor again, say Allah Babe Church. Then he said it. I said, why can't you give him the name of the church? It's right there in front. And he said, no, you know Allah Babe Church. Yeah. And then he came here. But I'm just showing you, that's how we are all doing it. Where we can support, we are not supporting. I'm just using his example to show us, because that's the recent one. Amen? Are we changing? Are you sure you are changing? Oh, I just want me to stop. Pastor, you know, we heard you. Let's move to other points. I promise you, your anger will never stop me. Your anger will never stop me. I will talk to you. The only time your anger will stop me is when you stop coming. Yeah. But if you come, I will keep polishing you. Polishing you. Polishing you. And one day you will be pure as gold. One day, when I've trained you well, you will never just drink the drink of a boyfriend. You will quickly assess that if this guy is giving me a drink, there could be something attached to this drink. You will not just be a consumer. Then you are surprised when they bring the bill. Because I've trained you to not just take things, to ask, how can I contribute? I pray that my sisters in this church, when you go out with your beloved, your mind is not, I'm going to eat today. I'm going to eat. He mustn't make a mistake to take me as spare. I will eat. I'm going to eat. I'm not going to go there and joke. I'm going to eat. So when they bring the menu, pam, pam, pam. Spare rib, buffalo wings, this. And you just sit there and you are waiting for the mountain, Alaska. No, I'm going to contribute. I'm going to contribute. My beloved, I'm going to do 50-50. Is that okay? Oh, no, I don't. No, I insist. I'm not a consumer. I want to contribute. I don't want to just come and take. You know, that guy's going to go home and say, like, wow, all the girls I've ever dated, they've run me dry. For the first time in my life, I've come across somebody who wants to contribute something. He wants to contribute something in my life. They want to contribute. When you see a sister who is paying because her boyfriend is broke, he's broke. Like, she has no choice. She has to pay. But I'm talking about when he has money. And you say, no, look, let me at least take care of the drinks. I want to contribute something. I want to be part of this thing. I'm not a child. I know you are taking me out, but let me also help. Do you know how relief? Bongani, how will you feel if a girl ever says something like that to you? You married her immediately. These vampires, they're sucking. After they have finished spare, they say, there's also something I wanted to get go Ackermans. They are adding to the list. This girl has thought about this thing. You are taking her out. You're going to regret it. So that becomes the last day you take her out. Every time you say, no, I'm busy. I'm praying. And then, excuses. Because I saw one before. I don't want to repeat the same mistake. You go shopping with somebody. Maybe you are helping them with grocery. Hold your horses. Hold all your horses. You might know a lot of things. You know the nice one. Hold your... Do what?
Hold your horses.
Relax. Before you realize... Take this, you put there, Ferrero Rocher, you put there, that one you put there, and so you put there. But you're not paying all. When you go to the till, you're going to stay at the back. When I stay at the back, it's no. Or you go and wait on the other side. You say, waiting on this side. Hold your horses. Actually, make him realize you are very economical. No, instead of this mayonnaise, go for Nola. Yeah. Or even descend to Lola. Let him be the one to say, no. Let me get this one. But
Already you are going to this one. Meanwhile, you've never eaten it before. You are using this opportunity that you are now with this guy to start showing the things you're going to be eating. Meanwhile, in your house is Nola. Every day is Nola. Now you are coming here, you are showing that, no, I know the real brains. I know the real brains. I will keep polishing you. Your anger will never stop me. I will keep preaching these things. If you like, don't clap. I will keep preaching these things. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's be on our feet, please. I hope the next time we say all night, we'll come. Eh? After, will you come all night? You say that all night, I'm coming. I'm going to all night. We're going to pray, then we're going to learn. Who feel blessed by what I've just taught right now? Like this thing. I needed to hear stuff like this. I needed to hear this. I've just been enjoying myself. I've never thought of helping. I've never thought of helping. I feel like telling you this last one. Your beloved always calls you and they call cats. Then after a while, he calls back. Say, hey, sorry, my airtime got finished. And you just say, okay. Anyway, I was saying that this. Every time. Why can't you once just bless him with a 200 airtime? And you tell him, you know what? My honey, this is not for you to call me. Call your mother. Call your disciples. Call Pastor Pascal. Check up on Pastor Pascal. Don't call me. This is for you. Don't use it on me. This is my people. As soon as they give you the airtime, they say, okay, I will be available at 10. There's something very important I want us to talk about. Call me. Hey. Are we changing? The sisters are saying, Pastor, what about the brothers? Next all night. Are we agreeing on that? Next all night. So bring all your beloved. Next all night. I'll be on the brothers as well. Hallelujah! But when I was talking about support, I was talking to all of us. I'm just using the example on the sister because it's easy. But sometimes, even the brothers, you can learn from that example, realize that you've been very stingy. You've been very stingy. And you've been a kept man. Do you know what is a kept man? A kept man is a man that is being kept by a woman. Yeah. She buys you boxer shorts. She buys you undergarments. She buys you roll-on. She gives you money to go cut your hair. You are a kept man. You are a kept man. Gives you airtime money. She gives you transport money. Don't call her beloved. Call her mama. From now, change her name on your phone. Don't say my beloved. Say my mommy. Mommy. Ke mama. Are we changing? Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.